Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I love wine.
I know, as do I.
But what I hate is spending my hard-earned money on a bottle of wine that ends up being awful.
If you don't know a ton about wine, you just know what you like, it can be super intimidating when they're like, this has tannins of frost taken from the Napa Valley right above the degree of 20. It's like, I don't know. I just want it red and delicious.
Yeah.
It often feels like you need a degree in grapes to find great wine. And you can shop by the label, or you can try to remember what tannins are, but shouldn't it be easier?
And that's why Bethany and I are so excited to be partners with First Leaf.
Yeah, First Leaf does the hard work for you. They make it simple to discover new wines you'll love without the hit or miss.
And First Leaf samples 10,000 wines a year from around the world, and they select only their finest bottles for their collections.
You take a quiz, you know we love a quiz.
Yeah.
But it's not like, do you love a smoky overbite? Like, no, okay. They're like, do you like almonds?
Yeah.
Have you tried a rosé in the past? Did you like that rosé? Didn't you like that rosé? Do you like strawberries?
Do you like lemonade?
Exactly. And then they use those answers to help pick out what wines they know you're going to love.
I have found some of my favorite wines from First Leaf, so much so last year that after I tried one particular wine that they sent me, I ordered a case of it.
Yes, you sure did.
Uh-huh.
So far, I have tried the 25 degrees Sauvignon Blanc that they sent me.
Ooh.
And the 2019 Pinot Grigio. It's called Primant. I love both of them. I am so pleased with these results.
Oh, Bethany, what do you eat it with? Do you eat it with frozen food from your frozen freezer?
I ate it with a box of orange Tic Tacs. And you know what? It paired beautifully. So sign up today and you'll get your first six bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping.
All you have to do is go to tryfirstleaf.com/taste.
That's tryfirstleaf.com/taste to get your first six bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping.
Tryfirstleaf.com/taste.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen Heaney, your carcinogenic meat eating, the boys on Amazon watching. I feel lost without my iPod Pros. They make me who I am, friend.
And I'm Bethany Watson, your protein bar inhaling, SPF slathering. The drain in my kitchen is clogged, and I'm so excited to go home and really work on it, friend.
And every week, Bethany and I get together to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about
one of my favorite weird stories of all time.
Oh, what is that? The story of your birth?
No, Kathleen.
Sorry.
Story of your birth.
Not sorry.
No, it is the story of the man from Torrid. And if you've never heard of this story before, don't Google it. I will tell you all about it. It is bizarre. And I love it.
This man from Torrid. Mm-hmm. Is it a horror story? Because that's what it feels like.
It's a horror story of a man from Torrid. Kathleen, what about you? What are you talking about?
I am doing one of my favorite segments. Am I the asshole?
Kathleen, I love it when you do this because I love weighing in on other people's lives.
You know, speaking of weighing in on other people's lives, I am often the asshole when people on Facebook post about news that isn't true from sources that aren't true.
Yeah.
And like, or when someone posts about something that refutes evolution, there are a handful of people that I regularly troll because they post terrible, stupid things.
Yeah.
And I troll them all the time. Like, that's not true. Have you read an actual news source lately?
Right. There is one funny thing that, like, I think people who don't believe in evolution still are confused by the monk, like the gorilla thing. Like, why are we not, like, why are gorillas in the zoo not still evolving into people? And I think that it's like a misunderstanding about our common ancestor. And then we both went off. I heard that argument again the other day where it was like, but look at the monkeys. How come they're not turning into people? It's like, well,
oh my God.
It takes a really long time. And also, we have a common ancestor. We're not evolved from gorillas.
Gorillas.
As we see. Common ancestors.
Man. Bethany, what's going on in your life lately?
You know what? This is one of those weeks where the work week goes into the weekend.
Yeah.
It's, as we record this, it's a Friday.
It's going to be 91 degrees today.
Is it really?
Yes.
So I am on like a retinol, which means I have to be really careful in the sun.
Oh, yes, yes, you do.
And one of the reasons I'm slathering the SPF on is that I have been religious about SPF.
Mm-hmm.
But I went and I got a facial the other day.
Oh, how was it?
It was freaking wonderful.
Oh, I need one so badly. Oh.
But she did say, she's like, are you wearing sunscreen? I said, yes. And she's like, are you wearing hats? And I said, yes. There's still sun damage on like my forehead just because I'm using a retinol and I'm very pale. Yeah. And I have a friend who always yells at me for wearing SPF outside. She's like, you need vitamin D.
No.
And I'm like, not on my face.
No.
It's so I'm like so paranoid now that we're in summer. I'm using my parasol again. The parasol's out. And I'm trying so hard to protect my skin because, man, the evil, evil sun.
You should come up with some sort of back strap where you slip the parasol into this like tube that you wear like a backpack. So then you're hands free.
I'm hands free.
Using your parasol.
I know. And again, like, you keep bringing up the umbrella hat.
I know.
Which I wish it was chicer.
I know.
Here's the other thing. Do people who aren't tennis players wear sun visors? Because sometimes my hair looks cute and I do not want to ruin it.
No, no, no. I got a really cute straw visor from Target earlier this year.
Really?
And I actually did quite a lot of research because I wanted a visor that was like 5 feet long in front of my face.
Yeah.
I wanted my head to have a hard time holding it up. It was so long protecting my face from the sun. There are actually quite a lot of companies out there that sell visors. Very, very, very large visors.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they cute or are they ridiculous? Or do you look like the kid in The Sandlot whose baseball cap is so long?
Something like that. You know, there was a company a couple years ago where it was a visor when you flipped it up. And then when you flipped it down, it was like a sun shield. Do you remember that company?
Oh, yes, I do.
They still sell their product, but I think that there are cheaper versions on Amazon.
Yeah.
Though I never really trust anything when it says UV protective.
I struggled with that. I tried wearing it because if you can't picture it, it's like wearing a headband and then the front flips down like a welder's mask.
Yes, yes.
But it's like a reflective metallic mirroring thing. So people who look at you only see themselves.
Yeah.
And you do look like a robot.
You do.
Like no one can pull it off. I've never seen anyone pull it off. And I just felt so conspicuous.
So I wear, and it makes my face look like holy hell. But you know that that Katie Storino, she has that brand Mega Babe.
Yeah.
They make a product called Beach Paint, which is literally a UV blocker.
Okay.
So you do look kind of crazy.
You look like Mark Zuckerberg paddling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do. Your face, it comes in like a blue and a sand color, and it's a little bit shiny. You look crazy, but it really, I'm telling you, it blocks everything.
Yeah. Isn't it scary that's where we're at? And now I'm just like trying to do sun visor research during a podcast, which is not what I should be doing. But I looked up the best sun visors for goths.
Oh.
And man, here's a face shield that goes all the way down, but it's got moons along the headband. So that's how you know it's gothy.
Is goth a word that you add at the end of merch when you're looking for a particular product?
Yes, definitely. Because like if I'm looking for like a parasol, the general search will be like, you must want a pink one with flowers on it, or a yellow one with flowers on it, or a lavender one with kittens on it. And it's like, okay, parasols for goths. And then you get the black ones, the black lace ones, the ones with crescent moons, like it narrows the search and like reminds people that there are other type of people who exist other than ones who like you know, flowers and kittens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I often will use descriptive words after a product I'm looking for.
Yeah, what do you use?
So earlier today, I was really thinking that if I'm starting to, like, you know, have swim parties in my mom's backyard or whatever, I don't want to buy paper plates and plastic cups all the time.
Right.
Because a freaking sleeve of plastic cups was like $11 at the bodega.
It's so stupid. And also, it's bad for the environment.
Yeah, it's bad for the environment. So I'm like, oh, for $11, I can go on Amazon and buy plastic cups that you can actually put in the dishwasher, mm-hmm. and they're BPA free. So I was like, okay, plastic cups, that's one thing. Let's keep those pretty simple. I like them clear so people can see what they're actually drinking.
Yeah.
Like, it really bugs me out when people drink from glasses that aren't clear.
Really?
You can't see what's in there.
Well, I think if you know what someone poured.
I mean, Bethany, it's okay, cup mugs are a different story.
Sure.
But if someone at your house pours you a glass of soda.
Yeah.
I want to see the soda in a clear glass, like a mason jar.
Has someone poisoned you before?
I don't know. I'm just very, I feel like glasses, drinking glasses should be clear so you can see the liquid that's in there. You know? I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking.
Are you worried about like bugs that you don't notice or poison?
I mean, both.
Both. Bugs and poison.
Both bugs and poison.
Interesting.
But anyway, after that, I was like, okay, I have clear plastic glasses. Now I need plates. And I was like, maybe I want to spice it up. So I put reusable plastic plates with cats on them.
Ooh, ooh.
Or a lot of times I'll put the word cute at the end of it.
Okay, yes.
And then something colorful, and then something colorful comes
out. Yeah. Is that how you found... No, it was a taste bud who sent it. The picture on Instagram you posted of the china plate with two kittens on it.
I know.
What did that say?
It's the dessert plate, and it's two vintagey looking kittens, and it says, like, go the fuck home or something.
This is a trend that I love so very much. There is a company called Vulgar Teacups that I follow on Instagram, and she will source like one-of-a-kind vintage plates and mugs and cups and saucers and stuff. And you've probably seen it on Instagram if you have a similar algorithm to mine. The bottom of the teacup, at the like after you've drunk the tea, at the bottom inside, it says you've been poisoned, so, which is wonderful.
I'm looking on Etsy right now of a pink teacup with a kitten on the front of it, and the kitten is sleeping in a shoe. And when you finish drinking your tea, it says, I puked in your shoe.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. Ooh, look, here is a UV protection beach cap gothic cross pattern. So it's a black sun visor, a hot pink band, but it has a cross on it. And that's how you know it's goth.
Ooh, I just looked up gothic beach towel. Let's see what comes up. Ooh, Bethany, for a cool $45 for one single beach towel, you can get a skeleton that's holding a rose wreath and also wearing a rose flower crown.
Wait, show me that.
Okay. It's from a company called Slow Tide.
Slow Tide?
Yeah, I'll send you the link right now. I'll text it to you.
Thank you.
$45 for one beach towel.
Why are beach towels so expensive?
They're not expensive when you buy them without the stupid patterns on them and stuff.
I own two beach towels. I can't tell you the last time I went to a beach. I just like them because they're bigger towels.
Yeah.
And they're usually, they're like a little scratchy. And you know I love my scratchy towels because then you really get all the water off.
Don't you go to a park and put your towel down and like sit and enjoy the weather outside?
When is the last time I went to a park, Kathleen?
You're right.
Do you know me at all?
Maybe this summer we should go watch a movie in the park.
Why?
Will you do that
with
me?
I could sit in my house with a movie.
No, but you're just enjoying New York life. We can sit in Bryant Park.
Is the sun down?
Yeah, the sun is down. Maybe they'll play something like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof or Aladdin.
What time does the sun go down? Because then maybe I'm tired.
I don't know, 7:30.
Oh, God. That's like my bedtime. That's when I start washing my face.
No, Bethany, come on. It'll be so fun.
Having fun sounds exhausting.
No, movies are better outside when you're surrounded by strangers and there's no bathroom to use. It feels different.
You're really selling this for me. From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts. My groceries last week were $400.
Ouch.
That is why we have both started using Upside. It's this incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase, we are earning cash back thanks to Upside.
It is the coolest app.
Yeah.
So this is how it works. Let's say you're in a neighborhood with your friends. You're like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. let's find a place to eat.
Yes.
You open up your Upside app and it shows you restaurants in your neighborhood where you get a percentage of your bill back.
Yes.
I mean, it's insane. And all you have to do is open up your app, check into the restaurant. After you're done, send them a picture of your receipt and then you get a certain percentage back. There was a restaurant in this neighborhood, Bethany, where it gave you 17% back.
To get started, you just download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play and then use our promo code AAT to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. And we know you're spending more than $10 when you go grocery shopping.
Yeah, yeah. It works not only at restaurants, it works at gas stations and grocery stores.
Yeah. In comparison to credit card rewards or other loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. And then when you want to cash out, you can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon or other brands.
And Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. Whoa.
That's a lot of money.
Oh my God.
Did you not read that copy point first?
No. And that's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating in the App Store.
Yeah, this is so fun and so easy to use. And you're leaving money on the table if you're not using it. So download the free Upside app and use the promo code AAT to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more.
That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using the promo code AAT. So, because we have Dennis here for our 2-year reunion.
Yes.
I today want to do Am I the Asshole?
Kathleen, I love it when you do this.
Yeah.
Because I love hearing other people's drama.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better about my life.
Yes. I know gossip is toxic, but I love gossip.
It. Anyone who says they don't love gossip, I think they're lying a little bit. Dennis, do you like gossip?
I'm Italian. I'm built on pasta, gossip, and wine.
Yeah. Oh. Pasta.
You know, pasta.
The other day, my friend was like, my grandma makes the best sauce ever. She's like eating her pasta and talking to me and, you know, we're gossiping or whatever. And the next day she's like, I found out that my grandma's pasta sauce was just a jar of Newman's Own.
It's good, though. I just bought 2 jars. It was on sale at D'Agostino's.
It really is such a good pasta sauce,
good,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The first one. Am I the asshole for not wanting to wear a condom?
Mm. What?
I'm in a committed relationship and she would rather me wear condoms than she take the pill. Am I the asshole? My girlfriend isn't saying that she won't go on it, but she's just kind of unsure about it. It's not like she's like, it's me or the pill, but I would like to have sex without a condom. Am I the asshole for not wanting to wear one?
Okay, dude. First, there's a guy who wrote this?
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, just a vasectomy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're so I have a friend, hates using condoms.
Yeah.
He was responsible. He said, I'm going to get a vasectomy.
Is this you? Are you this friend?
No.
Okay.
No. So I'm like, come on. It's a no-brainer.
The
men, it's so easy.
Yeah. And it doesn't mess with your hormones.
No.
Like for women to go on the pill or to take any birth control, it messes with our bodies more than it messes with a guy getting a vasectomy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you're the asshole because you're not thinking outside of the box.
I love how you went right to the vasectomy part of it. I think that it seems to me like they're young because they're, I don't know, it just seems, I feel like this is an 18-year-old guy writing this.
Totally.
Yes, dude. Just wear a fucking condom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard.
If you're not willing to get a little snip, snip, tuck, tuck, then wear the condom.
A friend of a friend of a friend of mine was with this guy. And they knew they were never going to have kids, but they wanted to be together forever. And so they wanted to have unprotected sex. And so she had to go on the pill and she was having so many problems. You know, she tried this and she tried that and it was just messing with her. And they broke up because it turned out he was a dirty, lying scoundrel. And when they broke up, she found out that he had had a vasectomy. Like in between one of their relationship breaks, never told her while she's on the pill.
Going through all this stuff.
Oh, that's horrible.
And he never told her.
Guys, this is why women don't like us.
Yep.
Yeah. Come on.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
The bar is real low right now for being a good guy.
Yeah.
Like now it's the lowest it's ever been. Don't assault a woman or anybody.
Yeah.
Like, don't. Don't lie. Don't give someone something. Don't assault them at work or anywhere. Yeah. That's the bar.
That's like, the bar. It's not that hard.
Wear a condom. Neil, I don't know if this is too much TMI. Neil and I didn't have unprotected sex until we were married.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it just felt special.
Yep.
At that point, like, I'm not, listen, I was not a virgin when I got married. But just, it wasn't that hard to wear a condom.
Yeah, no. Dennis and I both went to our doctors and got full STI panels and like showed them to the other person before we would have unprotected sex.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, and here's the thing too. On the flip side of that, like, look, unless he's young, you're right. Unless this person is young, hey, sorry, we're being a little harsh on this person. Maybe you can't afford a vasectomy. They're not cheap.
Yeah. You can afford condoms.
You know, but you can afford condoms.
A lot of doctors, I think if you're young like that guy, they won't do the vasectomies.
Sure. Wear condoms.
Yes. Yeah.
Wear condoms.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for not wanting my neighbors to use my unused driveway? So this person goes on to say, I'm on the fence about this one. I'm not sure if I'm upset over nothing. I live in a rented semi-detached house. My new neighbors who are renting out the other side of the semi-detached, different landlords, they have a really large Dodge Ram truck that doesn't fit in their driveway, which causes the truck to sort of like overhang onto the walkway of my front door. And it irks me, but I can easily go around it, so I haven't bothered bringing it up. They also drive across my driveway to get to theirs. Again, this isn't the main problem. It's just like another thing that mildly annoys me. I do understand that their vehicle is large and the wife and the couple is pregnant and they have a toddler. So parking in the driveway is a lot easier for them than parking on the street where their car wouldn't obstruct my walkway. What I am most upset about is that they use my driveway for their friends to park when they visit. And I don't have a car and I rarely have my friends drive to my place. But to me, it feels like they're invading my space and using the property that I pay rent for. When their friends aren't using it, they have their kids play there. Normally, I would just ask them not to do it, but I've never spoken to them, and I don't want it to be like a complaint as our first interaction.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
No, they're not the asshole. They're not the asshole. They are paying rent for this particular area.
Yes.
And not only is that the case, but also it feels to me like it sounds like these driveways are close together, but still, like, being in your driveway means you're kind of close to the house in a way that you wouldn't be if you parked on the street.
Yes.
And so having strangers parking that close to my house, it feels, I think more than anything, it just feels presumptuous.
Yeah. They
should have asked.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
This is the person that's renting this place. Mm-hmm. It's their driveway.
Yep.
And the neighbors are using it.
Yep.
And letting their dirty little kids run around and be little jerks in it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like right in front of their house.
It's like assuming it's a common space.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, they just need to knock on the door.
Yeah.
If it were me and I didn't have a car and I had an unused driveway, if it were me, if they just brought me, I don't know, a bottle of wine or a plate of cookies or something or a Starbucks gift card and was like, hey, sometimes our kids play in the driveway. Is it okay if they're like on your side of the driveway?
Totally.
It would be a totally different situation.
Yep.
But they didn't even ask for permission.
No.
If they had asked, I would fall all over myself to say, absolutely, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, ask first.
Ask first.
Ask
I think people forget just general, you're not entitled to everything.
Yeah.
Like, ask first.
Yeah. I will say this. My condo building, I have a parking spot, but the spots are like squeezing into the pair of skinny jeans that you should have maybe donated.
Yeah.
And so the spots are really, really tight.
Yeah.
And the people next to us don't use their spot.
Sure.
So every now and then when Neil and I are coming home late and we don't feel like pulling out of our spot and adjusting a million times, sometimes we will be on the line.
Sure, but they don't even see it.
I know, but if they had a friend that just happened that night to come over and wanted to park in their spot, they wouldn't be able to. So I see where sometimes you might be a little over the...
Sure.
But this is a driveway.
Yeah.
Like, this
like,
is part of their building.
Yeah.
Like, it's just part of where they're living.
Yeah.
No, especially the kids playing. That really annoyed me.
So when I lived in St. Paul, Minnesota, I had in this cute little apartment, and I paid for a parking spot. And the parking spot was like, the back of the building was sort of like picture a capital M,
yeah,
but the center of the M doesn't come down all the way to the ground.
Okay.
Right? Now throw that on the ground.
Yes.
Like, so it's staring up at the sky. That was how the building was shaped.
Got it.
So you had like these two wings that jutted out further, and then there was a space between them in the center, and it was pretty small, and that's where my car was.
Got it.
And that was my parking spot. Someone always would park there. Like someone's friend, you know, or like someone would just be like, well, that's an easier parking spot than mine. So they'd park. I'd call my landlord. They wouldn't do anything. There's like nothing we can do. People will never run and move their car faster than when you say, oh, I just called the tow truck.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to. And I called my landlord. I said, well, they're doing it again. The tow truck should be here any minute. My landlord drove faster than I've ever seen them drive and ran to the parking spot. And they were like, we're going to move it. We're sorry. You're not allowed to call the tow truck. And I was like, they're not allowed to park here and you won't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like at some point, you just have to take matters into your own hands.
Whose car was it?
Just some person.
You know, in the suburbs, sometimes it's people get pissed when you park in front of their house on the street.
There is this trend of tourists sitting on people's front steps.
Yeah.
And I don't know why this is a thing.
Huh.
And it's like I think it's because it's like I'm in New York. I'm sitting on like the classic New York front steps.
Yeah.
Hanging out, having lunch, taking pictures.
Yeah.
And it happens on my building all the time.
Yeah, like Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
You know, you wanna, yeah.
Totally. And if you look, the Carrie Bradshaw apartment has a chain across it.
It does, yeah.
And for a reason. And a lot of buildings have like gates so people don't sit on your front steps. We left my apartment this morning and there was just a guy eating breakfast on our front steps. And I'm like, it's, first of all, we have a sign that says don't.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
one cares.
Yeah.
Also, think about your home. If you came out of your front door and someone was just sitting on your front stoop, you would be alarmed.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like people don't think about what property is and like what's appropriate. It would be terrifying to you if you left your house and you open your door and someone's sitting there.
Standing there, yeah.
Taking pictures?
Yeah,
it's
or like
so weird.
Having a phone conversation.
Yeah.
If you visit New York, don't sit on people's front steps.
I know my mom pulled into her driveway once and there was a guy sitting in front of her house talking on the phone in his car and she stood by the window and waited for him to finish his conversation and wrote down notes about the guy.
Good like, for her.
All right. One time, there was this guy. I was trying to record my old podcast.
Yeah.
And there's this guy outside, just sitting outside, blasting his music in his car.
Ugh.
So I go out and I take the bat. I take my bat.
Oh,
and
shit.
I go out and I say, I tap on the window with the bat.
Good.
Hey, buddy, can you turn that down? I'm recording a podcast. And he went, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I just turned it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes with the bat, you tap on the door. Hey.
Because nothing says podcaster like a bat.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't have his hearing aids in. That's a thing.
That's a thing.
No, he was like 20 years old and smoking weed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, next one. Am I the asshole for not watching my sister's baby so she could take a shower? I am. Bethany and Dennis, you guys are looking at each other.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so, I mean, because that's the thing. When you have a newborn, someone's got to keep an eye on the baby.
Of course.
So you can take a shower.
Of course.
A lot of new moms will take the baby into the shower with them, which is pretty easy.
Sure.
Unless you have like a really weird bathroom setup.
And also probably sometimes you just need a moment away from the baby.
Yeah, okay. So it says, me, I am a 19-year-old female, and my sister, she's a 25-year-old female. My sister had her baby, her first baby, a few weeks ago. My mom sometimes goes over to the house to help out my sister. And sometimes my sister comes over to our house while her husband is at work. So the other day she came over to the house that my mom and I live in. My mom was out doing some grocery shopping. She put the baby down to sleep. And then she asked me to keep an eye on the baby so she could take a quick shower.
Yeah.
I told my sister that it wasn't my responsibility. And she told me that I didn't have to stay with the baby, just check on the baby to see when the baby would wake up. I told her that she can wait until mom gets home to shower.
Oh.
And then I reminded her that it was her choice to have a baby. It wasn't my choice to have a baby.
Whoa.
Well, she got upset and left to go check on her baby again. And my mom came home and went to go check on my sister. And then my mom later got mad at me, asking me why I wouldn't just help out my sister this one time. And I told my mom the same thing. It wasn't my responsibility and she can't expect me to take care of someone else's baby.
She wasn't. You're an asshole.
You're an asshole.
You weren't being asked to take care of a baby. First of all, how old is this person?
19.
What? Okay. Yeah. I know things are expensive.
Yes.
And a lot of people still live at home when they're 19, of course.
Yes.
But I'm adding that to the column of are you a little entitled?
Very.
Like, what are you... So you're not paying rent. You're still living with mom. Again, fine.
Yeah.
But you have a string of behavior now that seems like maybe you haven't been asked to do a lot for yourself.
Yeah.
And it's time to grow up and realize that families help each other and
yes.
your sister is exhausted.
Yes. Yeah, Dennis.
Dennis raising his hand. I have a sister.
Yeah.
She has two kids.
Mm-hmm.
I love my nephews.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
My sister and I are pretty close,
yeah.
you know? And I don't like kids. I don't want to have kids. I'm not particularly like a dude that's like, I got to have kids now.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. But my sister and I are close and I love my nephews.
Yeah.
If my sister was like, dude, I have had no time to take a fucking shower. Can you watch the kid?
Yeah.
I would sit next to that crib
yep.
and put a podcast on
yep.
and watch the kid.
Yeah.
You are an asshole.
That's
I am sorry.
I can't even imagine.
I know.
Ever saying that to anyone.
Yeah.
I have had a stranger say, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Can you watch my laptop?
I was just going to say that.
I would throw my body in front of a gun for that laptop because it's like, we have to take care of each other.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Okay. I will say though, that the other day I was grilling in my mom's backyard and some of my friends came over to use the pool and it's a charcoal grill. So it's not a gas. So like there's this whole thing. There's a charcoal chimney and then you got to put a fire starter and then you got to wait for the white smoke to burn out. It's a real pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And I was inside making the turkey burgers and I said to my friends.
Kathleen, by the way, what you don't know is that Kathleen had a turkey burger for breakfast this morning.
That's why I left. Yeah.
At 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And I said to my friends, will you keep an eye on the fire? Like, make sure the house doesn't catch on fire. Let me know when the white smoke burns out so the burgers can go on. Because if you put your burgers on before the white smoke goes out and blows out, then you have, like, weird taste in burgers. Anyway, those assholes didn't keep an eye on the fucking grill for me.
This is unconscionable. I'm sorry.
But had they said no, I won't watch the grill. It's not my decision to make turkey burgers. I would have been really fucking mad.
Of course.
So it's the same thing. It's a baby. The baby can't walk. Tell your sister you're going to keep an eye on the baby and then just like forget to keep an eye on the baby.
It's this belief that anything that inconveniences us even a little bit is like out of our rights as a person.
The thing that gets to me is like, oh, it was your choice to have the kid. Well, yeah, but like, I mean, that still doesn't mean, that doesn't exonerate you from being a good person.
Yeah.
You know, and being a kind person.
Yes. What an asshole.
Asshole. Asshole. Okay.
Oh.
You guys share a refrigerator. I share a refrigerator with Neil.
Sure.
Am I the asshole for eating my girlfriend's leftover pizza?
Yes. Biggest asshole ever. She is looking forward to that pizza. Maybe the post continues, but I don't care. If someone has leftover food, Dennis and I are talking about moving in together purely because we cannot afford to live apart anymore, and the city is expensive, and groceries last week alone cost me $400.
Holy shit.
We have to move
in
together.
Where are you shopping? She's like,
where my neighborhood is expensive. Everything's expensive.
Oh.
So one of the things that like we're going to have to like draw up some rules about are like leftover food.
Wait, hold on a second. No, Bethany, you and I have a rule. It exists and it is there. And we say, don't touch my fucking
food. Don't touch my food.
That's the main one thing is that we said in this relationship, I was like, if I'm eating, I don't share.
No.
And she said, neither do I.
Yeah.
And we set that boundary.
I'm not taking taking a taste of.
No. Yep. And when I'm eating something, she goes, I know that this is sacrilege. May I have an onion ring? And I go,
big sigh.
I'm like, why didn't you get your own? And she's like, I know. And she knows why I'm upset.
Yep.
We just have that rule.
It's the rule.
If there's a leftover something, I will text you and be like, is that sacred? And she's like, do not fucking touch that.
Yep.
I want that. I've been looking forward to that all week. Okay.
Yep. Or you have two Diet Cokes in the fridge. May I have one? I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
But if I had come home expecting two Diet Cokes and I only saw one, fight.
Yeah.
Fight to the death.
I will ask her if she wants me to save the Diet Coke that I bought her that's still at my house. Do you want me to save it for next week?
Yeah.
Because it's like you just don't do that.
How do you, Kathleen, because it's violation of expectation.
Did we even finish that story?
No, I don't think so. Do you want to continue, Kathleen?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. So the person says, I'm a 27 male. I recently moved in with my girlfriend, 25-year-old female. We've been together for a couple of years. I work the swing shift as a corrections officer. I don't get home until a little after 3 a.m. I also have a mix of weekdays. days and weekends off. And she's like a more traditional Monday through Friday, 9 through 5. Mm-hmm. So the other night when I came home from work, it was a particularly chaotic night. I hadn't had a chance to eat. I was starving. My girlfriend was fast asleep. I had the next day off, but she had work. And I figured I'm making myself a sandwich or some ramen noodles and then going to bed. But when I took a look in the refrigerator, sure, there was a pizza box.
Sure.
I looked and saw that there were 4 slices of pizza left.
Okay.
Well, that's sweet of her. She ordered more pizza than she could eat, so I would have something to eat when I get home. That's what he thought to himself. So I warmed up the pizza, and then I watched MasterChef on Hulu while I ate them. Wow, these people are really detailed.
A lot of details.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I woke up before noon the next day to text messages from my girlfriend telling me that I was an inconsiderate ass,
yeah,
for eating her pizza.
He ate all 4 slices?
He must have, yeah. She said that she had intended to eat the rest of the pizza for breakfast and lunch the next day. Well, girl, you need some more variety in your diet.
Get some vegetables.
I texted back that I was sorry, but that she should have put a note on the pizza box or texted me to let me know that she didn't want me to eat it. I also said that if she's going to order food, that she should probably order enough for both of us if I'm coming home late, because that's what I would do for her.
Okay.
I am going to say something here.
Yeah.
My dude, I don't think you're an asshole,
yeah,
but you need to have a conversation. Yeah. Now, I don't blame you because you're young, okay? But, you know, I'm 20 years your senior,
yeah,
and I know certain things and how to work in a healthy relationship. And one thing that you talk about at the very beginning is the food situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the food situation? Do you buy it for yourself? Do, yeah, you buy it for both of us?
Yes.
Now, I don't think it was wrong for him to assume that his wife was kind.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Or girlfriend.
Yeah.
Sorry. Live-in partner.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's wrong, and I don't think he's an asshole, but you two need to sit down and be like, here's the boundary.
Yeah.
There's pizza there. It's mine.
Yep.
Or, like he said, put a note on it. So,
yeah,
my vote is not an asshole, but you gotta communicate.
I think, yes, he's an asshole, but here's why.
Oh my God.
Bethany.
He's an asshole. Here's why.
Bethany, there's pizza. It was just pizza.
Here's why.
It's a night. He's working hard. He's on a night shift.
This is what I think he should have done.
Okay.
Because I understand coming home and wanting ready-made food. Believe me.
Yeah.
Eat 2 slices.
Yes.
Leave a couple.
Yes.
And then, mm-hmm, like, as you eat, because you're hungry now, I would then, if a place is still open, is overnight,
mm-hmm,
order more pizza to have come while, this is what I would do, by the way. This is what I would do for you, Dennis. So don't give me those squinty eyes. Order pizza so that while you're eating and then feeling good, that a replacement pizza can come.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be like, I did eat the pizza. I was starving. I ordered more so you have some. That's what I would do.
Disagree. It falls on both of them. She, yeah, could have written a note.
She could have written a note, but like, don't eat all 4 slices. How presumptuous.
Yeah. He should have
eaten all 4 slices.
No, I would have eaten 2.
Yeah.
But you know, Neil and I, a couple years ago, we got to a blowout fight because I would be, I don't know, you know, if you do like day trips with your friends, I'm like at the museum or I'm out to brunch with my friends or something. But you know, sometimes you stay at brunch and by the time you get home, you're there for so long, you're,
yeah,
hungry when you get
starving
home.
When you leave the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because you've just been sitting there,
yeah,
bullshitting and drinking water and the waiter is like, will you please just leave already,
yeah,
so
totally,
the table will be open. Anyway, he would order food and Neil would order food and he wouldn't text me, hey, I'm ordering. Do you want anything? And that, and
Neil.
I know.
Oh.
And sometimes, it was very rarely that I would want something, but there were a handful of times where I'd get home and I was fucking starving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, had I been somewhere, like at a work event late, he just assumed I ate there. But you can't just assume that.
No.
If you live with somebody and you are their partner, roommates don't count. If you live with somebody and you are romantically involved, or it's like a mother-daughter situation,
yep,
or something like that, brother-sister, if you're ordering, you need to text the other person, I'm ordering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I am not a relationship expert.
Yeah.
None of us are. However, we've been in enough to know.
Yeah.
That you need to have the food conversation,
yeah,
early. I'm,
yeah,
telling you, it will save your relationship. If,
yeah,
you had known,
mm-hmm,
if he had known,
yeah,
Neil had known, hey, your job is to text me when you're ordering food.
Yes.
You gotta have the conversation,
have to,
guys.
Yeah.
Have to.
And
have
look,
to.
You're 27, my dude.
Yeah.
You're young. You're gonna learn this early. And hopefully this one will last and you will live happily ever after. But my God, if you go to if the next one happens, you got to talk about this food stuff early,
yeah,
on.
Just take a marker, draw a line down the middle of the fridge,
yep,
on every shelf. And then,
yep,
there you go.
Yep.
Which I think is ridiculous anyway. Okay.
Right.
Last one.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for asking my brother why he invited my ex to his wedding?
Oh!
Continue.
So I saved this one for last.
Okay.
Me, I'm a 29-year-old female. My ex, 33-year-old male, John, we divorced last year because of infidelity.
Okay.
I'm now with my current partner, Tom, 41-year-old male, and my brother, Mark, 31-year-old male, is good friends with John, and they've remained friends after our divorce.
Okay, it happens. It's tough, but it happens.
And Do we know where the was it him that was the infidel?
So I'm I think it was the husband, John.
Okay. John cheated. Okay.
If Neil cheated on me, first of all, my brother and Neil, they don't like each other, but they're very different personalities. But like if Bert and Neil were best friends and then Neil cheated on me and my brother continued to be best friends with Neil, I would be so pissed.
I think, Dennis, correct me if I'm wrong, I think some dudes' friendships remain even when they shouldn't.
Yeah, I want to. So well, let's get to the end of the story and then I'll field that question.
So my brother Mark is getting married later this year. I recently found out that John is invited and I asked Mark, hey, why did you invite my ex? Knowing that I'm going to be there with my new partner. Mark said, my brother said that John is his friend and he'll be invited. If I have an issue, I can just not come.
So he's choosing his friend over his sister.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I got upset and said he's picking his friend over his own sister and disrespecting me, especially after I didn't receive a freaking plus one for my new partner. My brother said I'm acting entitled. Am I the asshole?
Guys, again, this is
what is happening in the world.
Come on,
why?
Please stop. Okay.
I know.
Okay.
So Dennis, I do have this question because you are the guy in the room. So I know you don't speak for all men, but like in my experience, one thing I have noticed, I think Kathleen, you and I have spoken about this in the past, is that it seems in a lot of cases, mm-hmm. male relationships, male friendships last due to inertia.
Yeah.
Right? Like I've known this guy since college. He's grown into be kind of a weird, creepy man that no one in my life likes. But like, I've known him forever. So we're still going to be friends. We're still going to hang out.
Yeah.
That feels like this situation where it's like, well, we're friends. So we're still going to hang out. I don't know. You guys got divorced, but like, I'm still friends with him.
Yeah.
Does that happen, Dennis, a lot with guys, would you say?
So I think that we are, and I've talked to my therapist about this. My therapist has laid it out. Like, we are very base creatures. No matter how complex we seem or sensitive we are, we're very base creatures.
Yeah.
We deal in, like, anger, hunger, and sex.
Yeah.
Like, those are our things. Like, and some men can be more sensitive and more emotionally complex. But at the end of the day, guys are very forgiving. They're like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you cheated? All right. Well, yeah, I mean, it happens. You know what I mean? Whereas women are much more complex.
Oh,
it's much different. It's a much more, like, I don't know if I should do this. There's a morality thing that goes on where guys are just like, forgive and forget,
you know,
whatever.
When Bethany and I have fights, not fights, but when we have like conflicts, we should really just have Dennis and Neil work it out for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because
yeah.
we're just like, and then this one time and then all these feelings and then stuff from 6 years ago and then like unhandled frustrations.
I've had friendships where my guy friend hasn't talked to me for 20 years and he just texts me out of the blue and is like, are we okay? And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's done. It's fine. We don't have to have a talk about it. It's fine.
Oh my
God. So wait, but I want to get back to this situation is that where I think he fucked up, where I think that the brother fucked up.
Yeah. The brother's the asshole.
Yeah, no, totally. The brother's hands down the asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, hey, look, I understand that maybe these two got close. That's not impossible.
Sure.
And they may have had a closeness that was not there for him and his sister.
Of course.
And that is, look, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. And sometimes your friends become your family because it's so there's such a tight-knit thing.
Yeah.
However, out of just fucking respect, your sister comes first.
For family.
Unless your sister, like, fucked you over in some horrible way and you weren't talking and there was some sort of blood feud, like maybe an apple.
Maybe
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you listen to the bonus episode, then you'll know what we're
talking
about.
The bonus hasn't come out yet, so you'll know what the apple story is soon.
This is called foreshadowing.
Yeah. Bad,
future episode.
Bad apple blood.
Yes.
But I think that even if they didn't have a close relationship, his sister should have come first.
Absolutely.
I don't know the whole story, but he should have been like, look, I really like John, right? And we get along and we go to ball games and we drink beer, we crush ice over our heads. I don't know what dudes like that do in their spare time. But like, check in with your sister first, please.
See, brother should have written off John completely had John cheated, okay?
Yes.
It's just what you do for family.
Sure.
Or hang out with him on the sly.
Yep.
Don't invite him to your wedding.
No.
But if the sister cheated,
then all bets are off.
Then all bets are off.
Yes.
Because
that's where I'm like, yeah. She said due to infidelity, but didn't say who it was.
Didn't say who.
Like, if Neil cheated on me, his sisters would totally still invite me to be part of their children's lives.
Yes.
But if I cheated on him, that it wouldn't be reciprocated.
And something sounds like, it sounds like there's a real disconnect between him and his sister.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it both ways. Say my sister cheated on her husband now.
Yeah.
I really like my brother-in-law. He's awesome. He's great. Got me into like Mets playoffs and the World Series. And like, he's an amazing human being. And he just really cares about my family. Mm-hmm. So if it was, the tide was turned, right? My sister cheats on him, and then I'm still friends with him, I would be like still friends with him.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, my sister fucked up, dude, and you're a good guy.
Yeah.
And like, I understand that.
Yeah.
Now, if he cheated, I'd be less inclined to stay friends with him.
Here's the thing. There are children involved, and the children are inherently linked to you and your parents. Mm. So let's say your brother-in-law cheated, and he's like, I fucked up. I did your sister wrong, but I love my children, and I will still take care of your parents whenever they need me because they are forever my children's grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, like, if there are children involved, it changes the dynamic. But because there's no children involved and there is infidelity, I think that the brother is inherently the asshole.
But still, do you want your wedding day to be filled with drama?
No,
I think
you
should have checked in regardless.
Absolutely.
Bethany, if Nicole cheated on her husband and you adore her husband, would you still talk to him?
Yes.
What if he cheated on her?
You definitely would. You're too nice.
No, I would be...
still the father of your nieces.
Yeah, I would be civil.
Yeah.
But I would not have the warmth for him that I have right now.
Okay.
So I'd only bake him 2 apple pies instead of 3.
Exactly.
Bethany.
Kathleen.
Can I tell you about this new podcast that I'm loving?
Yes, please.
It's called Crime Salad.
I've heard of Crime Salad.
Of course you have.
Yes, I love true crime.
It's been out since 2019, so I'm not breaking any news. Crime Salad is a true crime podcast that investigates sudden disappearances, mysterious deaths, unsuspecting massacres, and more.
And one of my things that I hate on a podcast is when the hosts don't have amazing chemistry.
Yeah.
But on Crime Salad, the hosts are a husband and wife, Ashley and Ricky. So they have wonderful chemistry. They jump right into the story, unlike this podcast where we talk for 10 to 15 minutes about other stuff first. They jump right to the story. And, you know, when you're talking about true crime, you want to know the details right away.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. There's this episode titled COVID Alibi, and it dives into this crazy, brutal murder of Gretchen Anthony. It happened in March of 2020. And her family began to get concerned when the last text that anyone received from Gretchen was that she was being transferred to a CDC COVID site and that she would be placed on a ventilator, unable to communicate. And then they never heard from her.
This is something that people don't talk enough about, where someone will take a huge national tragedy and people will disappear. And it might not be for the national tragedy reason.
Yeah, yeah.
They also have an episode called TikTok Murder Star, which is about how a TikToker, Tawny Baird, had her life taken by someone who professed to love her forever.
Oh, man.
They cover all of these cases and the true crime tales that we are craving to learn more about. So if any of these stories intrigue you, we highly recommend listening to Crime Salad on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bethany?
Yes?
You and I both wear glasses.
Yes!
Yes, and that is why we are really, really excited to pair up with Pair Eyewear, because they have this really cool product where you pick a set of glasses. The set that you choose is called your base pair.
Yeah.
And then they have all of these amazing styles that snap right onto the face of your glasses using little magnets. So one day you can have black glasses and the next day you can have glitter pink glasses.
If you wear glasses and you are not using them as a huge accessory, you are wasting accessorizing potential.
Yes.
But glasses are so expensive. How can you afford to get a million different kinds? This is how.
Uh-huh.
So I have a pair that sort of have a cat eye vibe to them.
Oh, you have the Wanda.
I do. But I also ordered a sunglasses cover, right?
Yes.
So I can have sunglasses. But then I also ordered a floral skull pattern.
That's amazing. You know what? I have the Kirby.
Nice.
And I also ordered sunglasses for the Kirby. And it is so amazing to just have this tiny little travel pouch with my sunglass cover
yeah.
that tucks into my purse instead of having to carry
like another pair of glasses because I have prescription glasses.
Totally, me too.
So I need prescription sunglasses.
Yeah. Change your glasses like you change your clothes. Get started by choosing that base frame. You have options from the square to the cat eye. And then every frame comes in 6 different colorways, from classic black to the remixed blue tortoise. And then you can pick your top frames and build a collection to match your personality. And because they design all of their looks in-house, you get that high quality eyewear at a fraction of the price.
So get glasses that are as unique as you are. One pair, infinite style, starting at just $60.
Go to paireyewear.com/taste for 15% off your first purchase.
That's 15% off at paireyewear.com/taste.
Kathleen, you know how there are certain stories or events or whatever you can hear about over and over again?
Yeah.
And you just like for me, the Watcher House in New Jersey, that story.
Yeah.
I can hear that story over and over again, but there's something so spooky about it that I never get sick of hearing.
I often just think about that house when my mind is wandering.
Yeah, just like, what's going on? What's the latest?
Wait, for anybody who doesn't know what it is, what is it?
The Watcher House is this house that this couple bought in a very upscale part of New Jersey on a street that's just called Boulevard.
Something like that.
And they reportedly started getting letters left in their mailbox from someone who called themselves the Watcher. And they were saying things like, where are your children living? Which rooms they're in? Soon I will know. What are their names? Soon I will know. Then I can call them to me.
Yeah.
Another letter was like, have you discovered what's in the basement walls yet? All of this stuff.
Yeah.
Very scary. The family sued previous owner saying like, you didn't tell us there was a Watcher. And they were like, we didn't get any letters. And they were like, well, we got one letter we didn't tell you about.
Well, apparently it has new owners and they're talking about a Netflix series.
Of course they are. Yeah, yeah. So that's a whole other story. Maybe we'll talk about it at some point.
Yeah.
But there is another story, Kathleen, that I never get sick of hearing. Have you heard of the story of the man from Taurid?
No. The clothing store?
No. T-A-U-R-E-D.
Oh, okay.
Do you know where Taurid is?
I don't know. No.
Neither did anyone else.
T-A-U-R-I-D.
E-D.
E-D.
T-A-U-R-E-D.
Okay.
This is the story of the man from Taurid.
Oh, tell me.
So in 1954, a businessman arrived at Tokyo International Airport. He didn't seem to have anything special about him. He was average looking. He was a white guy. He had a bunch of stamps on his passport showing that he had traveled a lot in recent years.
Oh, there's nothing more fun than flipping through your passport.
I know. Go ahead. Including a bunch of visits to Japan.
Oh.
So he'd been here before.
Yeah.
However, when he arrived at airport security, Tokyo officials would not let him through.
Why?
They didn't recognize his passport. They couldn't recognize the language it was written in. And the passport had been issued by the country of Taurid. Everything about the passport looked genuine. The font. Now, by the way, don't Google the story.
Okay, I was just Googling it.
No,
okay,
don't
okay.
Google it.
Okay, okay.
The font looked genuine. The stamps looked genuine. All of the passport looked genuine. So security's grilling this man, and the man at first was super confused.
Yeah.
And then he started to get irritated because he's like, I have made this trip before. I've never had this issue. I'm from Taurid. It's been a country for over 1,000 years. What is going on with you guys? Why don't you know where I'm from? I'm from Taurid. And the officials are like, we have never heard of that country.
What language is he speaking? English?
He's multilingual. So he's speaking, I think he's speaking Japanese to these men. Or maybe the men speak English and he's speaking English. But he's able to talk.
Is he a white guy?
White guy.
Okay.
Okay. So he appeared of European descent. He's like your average, normal-looking white businessman. You see a million of them at the airport, okay? So, Kathleen, what would you do at this point? If you were an airport official and the guy is saying, I'm from Taurid, here's my passport, I'm from this country, what would you do?
Oh, I mean, like, I don't like conflict, so I'd probably just let him through. I mean, it's 1954. How bad could it be?
Okay, so one of the issues is that's 1954. We've just been through a world war, right? And things are tense.
Yeah.
And so they're like, is this guy a spy?
Oh, yeah.
So they don't want to risk just letting him through.
I see. Yeah. People were really concerned about spies back then.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
So finally, the officials got a good idea and they were like, let's find a map. They bring a map out. I'm picturing in my head, they lay it on the hood of a car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they say, point to where your country is. And completely confidently, without any hesitation, he moves his finger towards Andorra. Do you know where Andorra is?
No, I don't.
Because I didn't.
No.
It's a micro state on the Iberian Peninsula. So it's about 120 miles north-northwest of Barcelona, Spain.
Ah.
Okay?
Okay.
He aims his finger towards Andorra, and then he freezes. And he immediately looked super confused, and then he got pissed. He has never heard of Andorra. Where was Torrid on this map? This is where I'm from, but it's called Andorra, and I don't know why.
What?
Okay. Now, at this point, security officials were super torn. So on one hand, this dude clearly wasn't from Torrid. Yeah. There's no such country.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he a spy? Was he a criminal? Did he have some kind of mental illness?
It is so crazy to think about the resources that they had back then in 1954.
Yeah.
Like, there's no internet.
Nope.
There's no network where
nope.
they can type this guy's name in.
Nope.
They
nope.
can't make any phone calls because, you know, like, is the phone book, is there like an operator get me Torrid type thing in
there
Tokyo?
Is so we'll get there put as per usual
okay
put
okay.
a pin in that
okay
okay
pin placed.
On the other hand, they're thinking, how dumb would you have to be if you're going to make a fake passport to make one from a— don't you dare Google. Are you Googling?
No I'm okay. not Googling. Okay. I'm not Googling. No.
You'd have to be McLovin levels of stupid to make a fake passport from a fake country, right? Like, you're going to try to blend in, not stand out, if this is fake.
What I was looking at my computer for, because I was trying to figure out what year Catch Me If You Can took place.
Okay, you're allowed to look that up. Okay, so, and the other thing that the security officials were like, he seems genuinely confused.
Yeah.
And frustrated.
Okay.
He doesn't seem like suspiciously angry. He seems genuinely confused. So, Kathleen, mm-hmm. like he was at a David Copperfield magic show, he emptied out his pockets and showed the officials everything he had in his pockets. They found money in several different European currencies, and they started looking through his passport. They found stamps from airports all over the world, including Tokyo.
Hmm.
So the man claimed he had a reservation at a local hotel.
Okay.
This is where the phone book comes in.
Ah.
They called up that hotel.
Uh-huh.
What do you think they found?
A reservation with his name on it.
No such reservation exists. Then the man listed the business he was in the country to work with.
Uh-huh.
They called up the business. They had never heard of this man.
What year did credit cards come out?
Well, that's a good question.
They were invented in 1949.
Okay, so credit cards are a new thing.
Credit cards are a new thing. And I don't know why that thought occurred to my head. There was a connection, and now I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
but does he have a credit card? Like, is there a union that recognizes him as a person who has the ability to hold credit?
Yeah, does he have a diner's choice card? Is that still a thing? Okay, so they call up the business.
Yeah.
The business has never heard of this man. So now, Kathleen,
yeah.
if you were the head of Tokyo Airport Security, what would your next step be?
I mean, he doesn't seem like a danger to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a previous stamp from the Tokyo airport.
Mm-hmm.
I would, I don't know, bring him to the police for questioning and pass him off to some other, you know, regulatory yeah. agency so he was no longer my problem.
Absolutely. So this is what happens. They're completely at a loss.
Mm.
The officers tell the man from Torrid that they're going to put him up in a hotel for the night, okay, while they try to figure out what the hell they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
They also posted two security guards at the hotel door so he could not make a break for it, because they still don't know what this dude's deal is, if he's a criminal, if he's telling the truth, what's going on.
I mean, he could be an alien, and outer space people,
yeah.
the ones who fake the passports in outer space, were like,
yeah, I know.
Torrid sounds like a country in Europe.
They hate this colleague of theirs, and so they totally set him up to fail. Okay, so the next morning,
yeah.
right? The officials go to the hotel, the man's hotel room.
Yeah.
They talk to the security guards. The security guards are like, the night went well. The mystery man hasn't left the room at all. He seemed to go straight to bed. It's been a long day, you know. He had a long day of flying.
Yeah.
They didn't hear any disruptive noises from the room. So relieved, the officers open the man's hotel room door. Kathleen,
uh-huh.
what do you think they found?
He is not there. And there's just a pile of clothes
on the bed, neatly folded next to his passport.
You're halfway right.
What happened?
He was gone. The room was empty.
Yeah.
He couldn't have escaped because the floor was high up.
Yeah.
And the ledge outside his window was only a few inches wide, and there was no balcony.
Alien.
The man was never seen again.
What?
So what would you say the explanation for this would have to be?
Okay. Is this the era? I think it is. You know, I've seen old-timey movies. Dinner is delivered. The bellhop comes. The bellhop is all buttoned up in his uniform.
Sure.
He takes the big brass dome off, you know, the platter. And he's like, sir, is this to your liking?
Yes.
And the sir is like, yes, please, but turn around. And then the guy gets into the table that the dinner was rolled out on.
Absolutely.
Because there's like a white tablecloth
always,
over it.
Always.
And then the bellhop rolls it right back down to the kitchen.
Sure.
And the guy's like, I'm free.
Yeah, I think that that is actually a better explanation than most people had for this. So most of the explanations you see from people are the man slipped into an alternate dimension from a dimension where Torrid was real and then somehow slipped back again.
Do you believe in alternate dimensions?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Tell me why.
Because there are enough weird things that happen. I think some people use the Mandela effect too liberally. Do you know about the Mandela effect?
Yeah, Bernstein Bears.
Yeah, it's like when a whole group of people misremember something, like it's bigger than if just one person misremembered it. So a lot of people believe that like alternate realities sort of collided into each other.
Yeah.
I do. I don't know. I think it seems logical. I like the idea. I think that it helps explain, you know, weirdness. I can't think of any specific weirdness right now, but I feel like it would explain any that I came across. What about you?
I think I do, because you know when you meet somebody and you feel a connection with them?
Yes.
I feel like in an alternate universe.
Y'all were having sex.
Yeah. I mean, alternate universe is just in the fancy way for saying like in a different life.
Sure. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. You were banging or like maybe you were business partners or best friends.
You were in a band together.
Yeah. You never know.
Totally. Oh. Gentle listener, if you love this story, pull a Sound of Music, which is where you stop watching the Sound of Music after the wedding and before the Nazis show up, because then it's just a lovely movie.
Okay.
I'm about to ruin everything.
Okay, please.
And this is the part of the story I hate. This is an urban legend that goes around. I am brokenhearted even as I say this.
Yeah, that's awful. I have really enjoyed that tale.
I know. And like the first 7 or 8 times that I heard this story, there was no explanation for it. So I was like, this is amazing.
I would love to see a book of stories called The Man from Torrid.
Yeah.
But it's a different version that writers all get together, write short stories. And it's like sometimes it's a woman, sometimes it's a man. Maybe it's not Tokyo.
Yeah.
But it always is a country Torrid.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And like it's like watching in real time how urban legends spread.
Yes.
Right? Okay. This is, I'm reading this directly from Snopes.com, which is like funruiner.com. So this gets a rating of mostly false.
Aww.
They say what is true. A man was arrested in Japan in 1959, not 54.
Okay.
For using a false passport he created that was supposedly issued by a non-existent country. Okay. What's false? The man did not hail from another dimension. He was prosecuted and sentenced by Japanese authorities. He did not mysteriously vanish from a guarded hotel room.
Well.
Here is another real-life incident that the story seems to be inspired by.
Okay.
A debate in the British House of Commons in 1960 on the subject of frontier formalities. So basically, it's the administrative process by which a person enters the territory of another country.
Okay, so immigration.
Right. So during this debate, someone mentioned a man named John Allen Zegras. He was then being prosecuted in Japan, for using a false passport.
Okay.
Okay. So someone at some point says that he says he was from the sovereign state of Tuareg.
You put the phrase sovereign state in front of any word and it sounds official. Like
it does.
We are from the sovereign state of Audiobum.
Yeah. Audiobum. Bum. And so he spelled it T-U-A-R-I-D. All right. Mm-hmm. They said that this man had been around the world on this fake passport, and it was their evidence for passports are not good enough security. Right. So they brought this story up to be like, see, this guy was faking it and he got all over the place.
That is actually quite an accomplishment. Like, yeah. If he really, I mean, there's countries that are so small that there's literally one person for 4 hours a day who like lets people in because one plane lands there every day.
Yeah.
I can see how this guy could like get, you know, plane hop and get through a few countries unnoticed.
Totally. And also, there was a newspaper article in August of 1960. So that same year, just a few days later, the newspaper article said, everyone who has run into officialdom to his cost and wondered at the ridiculous questions asked of tourists will have sympathy for a man named John Allen Cooker Zegras. Mm. And again, they talk about he wanted to see the world. Yeah. So to impress officials, he invented a country, a capital. He invented a language and a people. He put them all on a passport that he made himself. And he was able to get everywhere through all sorts of security around the country until he got to Japan.
Why bother? Like, have your regular passport as backup and just be like, sorry.
This is my fake one.
Yeah.
So basically, then we find out a summary of a Japanese radio broadcast from December of 1961. So the following year.
Yeah.
They said not only had he not been using a phony passport, he had also been passing bad checks and claimed to be an agent of both the FBI and the CIA.
Well, I mean, obviously you have to. And that is why this story draws a lot of parallels for Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
Because back then, it took things, papers a couple days to process. Yes. Now we just press a button. The computer tells us, yes, this person's good.
Yes.
No, this person's bad. I do wish that I came up in a time where I could have worked on my art, the art of forgery.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And like you move to a new town, you're just a different person.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm really good with a scalpel.
Yeah.
Or what do they call it? An X-Acto knife?
An X-Acto knife?
Yes, I have very steady hands.
Yeah, so it never happened. And there is a group of people and languages in and around the country of Algeria that is called Tuareg. T-U-A-R-E-G. So it's possible that, like, he claimed he was from there and then it got transmutated in an article or something.
Yeah.
It never happens.
Okay. Let's say that this is you. You come up with a fake country name.
Yeah.
What are you going to call your country?
I was going to ask you the same question, thus buying myself time to think of one.
It has to be a word that you just change ever so slightly.
Yeah, because that's what really good fantasy writers do. Mm. A lot of them use the name Sam, because Sam is a good solid name. But like Game of Thrones, it's Samwell. Right.
Oh.
And then there's another like Sam Tinthian or something, but like, so you have to be like similar.
Yeah.
I would call it Bostonia.
Okay. No, isn't that a country already? Estonia.
And there's a Boston.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Bostonia, I think, is a shoe brand.
Oh.
So you didn't come up with that name.
So I would call it Asics.
Nope, that's also a shoe brand, okay. Bethany.
So I would call it...
If you say Nike, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Easy Spirit. No, okay. I would probably call it like Temptron.
Okay.
T-E-M-P-R-A-N. Temptron.
Temptron.
See, I got to figure this out before I get to the airport. T-O-M-P-T-R-O-N. Temptron.
But you have to add an ia at the end.
Temptronia. Yeah. If we're using the Princess Diaries theory of things.
yeah.
What would you call it?
Maybe after my cat Juno.
Yeah.
So it would be like Junopia.
Or Junovia. Isn't that already
That's the
we're
Princess Diaries.
Awful at this.
Genovia. I would do cannoli. Nope, that's not like a... Yeah, cannolzia. Canolzia.
God, this is hard.
Canada. So a panda from Canada. Panada.
Panada's good.
That's good.
That one sounds almost real.
Panada.
Panada.
The country of Panada.
Yeah.
Where the motto is fake it till you make
yes,
it.
Yes. 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 But it's in Latin. Quick, I'm going to do English to Latin translator. Okay. And we're going to type... We're going to do, where is Latin? H-I-J-K-L, Latin, fake it till you make it. Now I want that in Latin, please.
Uh-huh.
Facce it donec te facere.
Sounds right. So that's our country's motto.
Yeah.
Our the country's favorite food is...
Onion rings.
Onion rings. And the bird is the ostrich. Ostrich. Smaller, cuter ostrich.
Yeah. And I think because it looks like Latin doesn't have the word fake, so it's bad. Even in Latin, the first word is fake. So I changed it to lie till you make it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that is then donec mentiri te iam.
Donec mentiri te iam.
We're from Canada. Kathleen,
mm-hmm.
when you look at your hair, mm-hmm. and this is including the hair on your face, like your eyebrows or your eyelashes,
yeah.
are you 100% happy?
Absolutely not. 1997 to 1999 hit my eyebrows real hard.
Same. I have these bald patches within my eyebrows that I have to pencil in every day if I want to look like I have one full eyebrow on each side of my face.
Man.
But thanks to Vegamore, I am finally filling in those patches in my eyebrows. I never thought it would actually work. I'm so shocked how good these results are.
Lean over the table and take a look at my widow's peak. Do you see the little hairs that are growing in?
I totally do.
Yes, I know. And that is because I have been using Vegamore as a part of my everyday routine. It is so easy and it's making the hair on my scalp come back in places where a colorist literally burned off my widow's peak.
I'll be truly honest, Kathleen.
Yeah.
When we first partnered with Vegamore, I was like, I love the products. The shampoo and conditioner smell great.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm seeing a difference because I already have a ton of hair.
Yes.
But then I tried their brow serum.
Yeah.
I used it twice a day, morning and night.
Yeah.
And I am now seeing individual hairs growing in these bald spots. And I was like, holy cow, this stuff actually works.
It's insane, but you really have to stick with the routine.
Yes.
But when you do, it really, really works. In the shower, I use the Vegamore shampoo. It smells delightful, gets my hair nice and clean.
Yeah.
Then I use the conditioner. Smells delightful, gets my hair nice and soft.
Yep.
Then I get out of the shower and I part my hair in all different ways. I add the serum to the scalp. I rub it in with the tip of my fingertips. And then my hair starts growing in places where it's definitely thinned out.
It's nuts. And fun fact, if you use the brow serum, I use it actually as like a brow pomade because it does a nice job of kind of keeping your eyebrows in place too. So you can wear it with your makeup and the regular stuff you do with your makeup every day.
Oh, I need to try that.
Oh, yeah. So get the hair you've always wanted with Vegamore. Go to Vegamore.com/taste and use the code TASTE to save 20% on your first order.
That's Vegamore.com/taste and then use the code TASTE to save 20% at Vegamore.com/taste.
Okay, Kathleen, so as we record this,
yeah.
Beyonce has announced that she has a new album coming out called Renaissance at some point. And she's selling mystery merchandise. And they aren't saying what it is.
Okay.
You can choose out of 4 bundles that each include a collectible album, a t-shirt, a booklet, and a mini poster for $40. There's no description.
Yeah.
The styles are apparently like unisex.
Okay.
They say it's going to have screen printed front and back graphics, but that is it. They say that the cover artwork and the T design will be unveiled at a later date. And people are buying it.
It is unreal. No, it's not unreal. It's Beyonce is a smart businesswoman because it doesn't even give her fans an opportunity to say, that design isn't for me.
Right.
They just are going to buy it sight unseen.
Yeah, it's actually maybe a better idea because then you can't decide whether it's for you or not. So this is the website.
Yeah, yeah.
shop.beyonce.com.
Of course.
And it's a black background, and there's just computer-generated shiny silver box, like a metallic box that's rotating in space, a CD that's rotating in space, and a T-shirt rotating in space.
All of the Beyonce, I don't know, what are they called? Beehivers?
Yeah, beehive.
Baykeepers. I don't remember anything from her last album. Like, was there a big hit, like Single Ladies from her last album?
I feel awful. I don't know.
It was more of like an anthology. Remember, she was like standing on the cop car and beating the cop car. Wasn't that
Yeah, that
it?
Was Lemonade. That was like the visual album.
Yeah. And that was her last album.
Should I buy one?
No, Bethany, don't waste your money. I know what your groceries cost you every week. Buy yourself a sandwich instead.
But like for the purposes of this podcast.
Sure. $40?
$40.
Go ahead, Bethany.
So
you cannot charge it to the company.
God damn it, Kathleen. Okay, I'm going to try to check out. Let's do this in real time because it says taxes and shipping calculated at checkout. Because here's the thing. There's no way this is only $39.99.
Okay, put it through.
Okay. It also asks me for a discount code, which means there is a discount code. So I'm going to try a couple. Beyonce, I'm trying.
Try. Oh, blue is my fave.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see. Nope. Blue is my fave.
J has a big D.
Okay. Nope. J has a big D.
Jokes on Kelly.
Jokes on Kelly. Let's try that.
Is anything working?
Okay, let's try. Nope. Let's try. Let's just try summer 22.
Oh.
You know, sometimes those work. Or like summer 2022.
A password I recently used for one of our live shows was Elio's Pizza.
Elio's Pizza. let's try Lemonade.
Okay, try Lemonade.
Because believe it or not, Honey does not have an account with shop.beyonce.com. So I'm not getting those automatic.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? When I can't get a code either from my Honey app or my Capital One Shopping or my Rakuten, I get pissed when I have to pay full price for something.
Oh, especially when you see the discount code box, so you know someone has a discount code.
I know.
Well, why am I not special?
What is the last thing you purchased?
Oh, Kathleen.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, just go out. Just blurt it out.
So I am being really frugal right now.
Uh-huh.
I was on Instagram and I'm scrolling through. And I hear, do you know what that music is?
I know, but I can't place it.
Game of Thrones.
That's right.
And what I'm seeing is a lighter, a black, like Zippo lighter.
Okay.
Okay. Black body.
Uh-huh.
But instead of like the lid, the silver box lid.
Yeah.
It's a dragon. And when you flip the dragon, the dragon is hiding a button.
Uh-huh.
You flip him back.
Yeah.
You press the button. A blue flame comes out of the lighter. And then the dragon's mouth, which is now lifted up because you flipped his up, the blue lighter, the blue fire catches and the dragon mouth catches the fire.
Oh.
And then he starts spewing fire.
Oh.
I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It tells me that it normally retails at $59.99, but for me, it's on sale for $20.
Okay, well,
so what do I do?
They lied to you. You bought
it. Of course. And I know that they lied for, and also it came from a company called like Super Exciting Good Tech.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so this is from China.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got it in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a dragon.
What is it?
It's an alligator.
Are you kidding me?
I have an alligator. I got an alligator.
No, you didn't. You totally got duped.
They sent me an alligator.
Oh, shit.
And the worst part is that I think.
You don't even like alligators.
No, I find them frightening. I think I accidentally
chose
the alligator
option.
Because then I went back and I looked at the advertising materials and what they did is that they put it over a picture of a flame and sparks coming out from it and it was open so it looked like a dragon but it was actually an alligator. The whole time and that's how they got me and I am an idiot.
That's amazing. You know that's, I don't know, there was some company that was like, our company's Alligators Are Us. Let's give all of the employees something stupid like a alligator bobblehead or an alligator lighter and then there was like a surplus of them made by this factory and then they had to come up with creative ways to sell them on Instagram.
I feel really dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
Well, I bought, and speaking of wanting to be frugal, but I cannot live without my iPod Pros.
What are those?
No,
are those
earbuds? Yeah, I think they're called the AirPods,
the dog.
AirPods, the dog.
The basketball playing dog.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, like the dog, it turned out the dog belonged to the neighbor the whole time anyway.
Wait, really?
Yeah, the dog didn't even belong to that boy. And the dog, wasn't the dog winning prize money and the neighbor, like, get off my lawn type of guy?
Wait, is that part of the movie or the real story?
It's part of the movie. The dog didn't even belong to that kid. I swear.
I swear. Never saw that movie.
Okay. Anyway, I had to, I lost one of my AirPods in my bedroom. It flew off my ear.
Oh, no.
When I was sleeping. I have been through every crevice. I cannot find it. And Target was selling them on sale, so I had to purchase another pair. I've been walking around like a zombie for the past 2 weeks because I haven't had, like, they're like my security blanket.
Yeah, you got to have them.
I haven't been listening to any of my podcasts.
Oh, God, none of your stories?
None of my stories. And so I'm going today to Target to pick up the order that I placed online.
Look, I mean.
Yeah. They were down to 170 from 224.
That's so expensive.
I know.
This is why, the way, as we do this, I'm still trying to type in like different discount codes. this is why I don't like wireless earbuds because they have to pair. And I've had them in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
The sound quality is great.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
But I know myself. And I know I don't deserve those things because I will lose them. And I also have weird shaped ears, and so they don't stay in very well.
Okay, I'm devoted. I worship at the altar of wireless earbuds. I know, Bethany. I'm telling you, it's like every Apple product, so stupid expensive, but they are my favorite thing. And I could have just bought a replacement pair, but I know at one point I'll lose the other one too.
Yeah.
It's like, and they were already on sale on Target, and I don't know.
Do they sell single earbuds?
They do.
Okay, so at least they do that. How much are they? Like $90?
Yeah, they're like $90.
That's so stupid. We're so stupid. We're all so dumb.
Modern life really makes everything more complicated, but I love walking around with my stories.
Oh, if I can't listen to my stuff, I'm not going anywhere.
Right. I know. Do you know that today I had to walk from the train to get to this podcast studio listening to my own thoughts?
Oh, no.
And the
environment
around me?
No.
And now I have to go home and do the same thing on the way home.
No. Ask if you can. You can't plug in headphones to your phone because stupid Apple.
I know.
By the way, shipping is media mail, so it's only $6 for this Beyonce thing.
Okay, just order it.
You know what?
Okay. Order it.
Okay, I'm going to order it.
Do it.
I can't tell if you're mad at me or impassioned.
No, I mean, it's an experiment. It's an experiment of merchandising.
You know, and maybe I can sell it on eBay afterwards, you know?
Maybe.
Here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Scarcity, right, makes you want it.
Yes.
The fact that it's not all sold out already makes me think like, oh, maybe I don't want it because it's not all sold out already.
Okay, but who announced it? When was it announced?
I just saw it on Page Six.
I really don't like Beyonce. She had a line out with was it Beyonce that was doing stuff with Adidas?
Adidas. Yeah, I think so. Her stuff was cute.
No, I did not like it. It was
you
not
didn't
cute.
Like
no,
it.
No, Adidas, no.
Okay, so my order is being processed.
Okay.
If I'm not automatically redirected, I'm going to refresh this page. But hold on a second.
Yeah,
I did order package one, by the way. There were four.
Oh.
Okay, so the order did go through. I ordered Renaissance box set Pose 1.
Okay.
And I just got an email saying my order was confirmed.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm on Beyonce's mailing list.
Oh.
Apparently it's going to come out in July.
Yeah, wait until July for that stuff?
Yeah, so I will keep everyone posted on what I end up getting.
Yeah.
And if I'm not into it, maybe we'll like give some away, you know?
I think it's so funny how in the world before COVID, if like a Taylor Swift album was coming out, people would be like, oh, I'm going to drop it at midnight.
Yeah.
Does anybody care about anything that's dropped at midnight anymore?
I feel like they do.
Really?
How long ago did Childish Gambino drop This Is America?
A very long time ago.
Was that a long time ago?
Yes, Bethany. I feel like because of COVID, because everybody was consuming all sorts of media at all times from their home, then now they're like, it's fine. When I wake up, it'll be there and I'll stick in my wireless earbuds right away and listen to it as I'm brushing my teeth in the morning and I will be no worse the wear for not tweeting about it in the middle of the night.
I have always been that person. At the turn of the millennium, when it became 2000, yeah. I slept. 2018, you're right. That came out forever ago.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And also, I don't know anything about music. So that was the last song that I was aware of ever.
Oh, I totally take it back. I found Adidas Beyonce sneakers that are all pink and I like them. I would wear them.
Yeah, we're idiots. We're just all of us.
We're idiots.
Kathleen, what'd you learn this week?
I learned that a new way to get rid of a body after someone has passed away.
Yeah.
Is human composting.
We just throw it in a pile of dirt?
So it's put into this contraption that decomposts your body at a faster rate using technology.
Sure.
And they're trying to pass it to make it a legal thing that people can do in New York State. And basically, it's more affordable than cremation. And then you can plant a tree with your loved one's compost.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, put a plaque on that tree or something.
Can I say something really awful?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you imagine if it was just like a pile of dirt and you forgot and you like threw some lettuce in there and then you like kind of turned it over the way you're supposed to with compost and out comes an arm and you're like, oh no, I forgot.
No, Bethany.
Because no. That's what I would do.
No. You're not buying a bin and decomposing grandma yourself.
Okay. Oh, no, they do it for you.
Yeah, there's a company that does it for you. Oh. It's better for the environment.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's no smoke created.
Sure.
You know, sort of like we talked about it a while ago on the episode when we talked about death doulas.
Yeah.
Where you can hydro cremate yourself.
Yeah.
With water power.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like this. I think that I want to be composted.
I would be composted.
Yeah. Maybe just cremate my arm, put it in a vial.
Sure.
So you can wear it around your neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then go and plant a garden and plant some wildflowers in me.
I think that's what I want. I think I want a little bit of me. I think make me into dirt.
Yeah.
But then put me in an urn anyway. Because then what happens? This is the thing.
Yeah.
What happens when the tree that you planted doesn't take and it dies?
Yeah.
Now it's a loss again.
Okay, so you use half of grandma.
Yeah.
Put half of grandma on a tree, under a tree. Just pray for the best.
Yeah.
If the tree grows, great. Then you dig a little hole near the tree, put the rest of grandma there.
Yep.
But if not, then you at least have, you know, another container. I don't even know how much dirt a human body would put out.
No.
Then you have another at least cup and a half of grandma.
Yeah.
To plant some zucchini with, and then you eat the zucchini, and then the body of grandmother is inside.
Now she lives inside you.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus.
What did you learn this week, Bethany?
I learned something fascinating about Iran.
Oh, please do tell.
Okay, I'm an ignorant American.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of Iran in terms of climate,
yeah,
I think desert, right?
Yeah.
Hot, yeah. Sandy,
yeah.
Desert.
Yeah.
I found out that there are 13 types of climate in the globe, around the globe.
Okay.
Iran has 11 of them.
Wow, what a climatically, nope, a
yeah.
climate,
yeah, climatically
diverse country.
Yeah, they have mountains.
Okay.
So you get the snow. They have beaches, so you get that sandy tropical water area.
Yeah.
They have desert. They have like forests, so you get green, lush, beautiful. Like no matter where you go,
yeah.
There's a ton of variety in terms of their climate.
That's which so interesting.
Blew my mind.
So now, okay, it blew my mind. When I was in college, I was in Portugal for the summer. It blew my mind that like Portugal is kind of where Florida is. And I never think of latitude as something that should exist, but it does.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at a map right now. Where in the United States does Iran line up? I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, it's a good question. It says
Virginia, North Carolina. The top of Iran lines up with Delaware. The bottom of Iran looks like it lines up with Florida.
It's like we're looking up at the same stars. Yeah. So this is from worldatlas.com.
Okay.
So the northwestern portion of Iran gets a subtropical climate. The south experiences tropical.
Huh.
The central regions are in the continental and mountainous weather.
Oh.
And then in general, summers are cool and warm. Winters are very cold or mild. There's heavy snowfall in the northwestern area.
Yeah, you can go skiing in Tehran.
Yep. Fall and spring are mild. Summer's hot and dry. And then you have like an arid climate that I think most people think about. But like there are mountains and valleys and forests and rivers. And it just shows us how, again, dumb we are.
I definitely pictured it as a country just full of sand.
Full of sand.
Yeah, full of sand.
And like, you know, being from the Midwest, people think, oh, it's just cold there all the time.
Yeah.
But no, it's hot as hell with full humidity in the summer. It's like almost tropical.
No. It doesn't get that hot. It doesn't get that hot.
So mm-hmm. hot.
No, it tops out at 65 in Wisconsin.
I wish I would never have left. It's over 100. In the summer, it gets over 100 full humidity. It's so sweaty and awful.
No, but it's too close to Canada. There's no way it gets that
hot. Crazy. It's crazy.
All right, Bethany, where can people find you on social media?
Radio Bethany on Twitter, Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram. What about you, Kathleen?
Web Girl Kathleen on everything.
You can also follow our show on social media on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
And we have a snail mail address. You can reach us at an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
Shoot us an email, hello@acquiredtastepodcast.com.
And we do live shows and book club and all sorts of stuff on our Patreon. And you can get all of that information at patreon.com/acquiredtaste.
Give us a call and leave us a voicemail. We play your voicemails at the end of almost every single episode. That number is 917-994-0353.
I think that's it. Did we cover everything? Oh, this podcast is edited by the charming, talented, very sweet and kind Dennis Callow. And you can follow him on social media at Dennis Callo.
And if you haven't already, take a listen to an Acquired Taste Podcast new spinoff podcast called The Check-In. It is Dennis and myself talking about careers, working together, our relationship, and actually just kind of making fun of each other. If you already subscribe to this podcast, The Check-In is already on your feed.
Yes.
It comes out every other Friday.
Like pizza delivered to your house when you didn't order it, but you love it so much.
Exactly. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
And taste buds, here is what you had to say this week.
Hey there, Sam from Ohio. Just listening to your pod about the shows that have been canceled, and you were talking about Phyllis from The Office, and I know all The Office fans were screaming at the podcast. I'm pretty sure, if I remember from all my Office trivia, Phyllis, the woman that played Phyllis, I believe her name is also Phyllis, was the casting director's assistant when they were casting The Office, and the casting director was like, I think you'd be perfect for this role we want, and so that's why she's cast. That's my daughter. She also, so she's not really an actress. She was actually a casting assistant. And then played Phyllis. I believe also another fun fact is that Phyllis was a burlesque dancer, I think, when she was younger. So that might explain why in whatever show you were watching her in that she was a good dancer, because I think that she had a dance background at some point. So thought I'd share. I hope that's all right. I think it is. Okay, have a great day.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. It's Taste Bud Julie. I just wanted to let you know I was so shocked when Kathleen said that she went to Ice Cream World in Allentown because I actually worked there. I was an ice cream cake decorator as a summer job when I was in high school and into college. So I was very excited when she said she visited Allentown. So just wanted to say hi and props for checking out Ice Cream World.
Hey, Bethany and Kathleen, this is Taste Bud Emily. I am the one who wrote a post about Gossip Girl after the last episode, and I am so embarrassed that you guys talked about it on the podcast. I'm totally not mad. That was definitely an overreaction on my part, and I am sorry that I did that. And I was cringing the whole time listening to you guys talk about shows and trying not to spoil them when they're so old. I reacted the same way when my sister spoiled The Sixth Sense for me, which is like so old. So that's totally a me problem, and I don't blame you guys, and I love you guys so much. Sorry about that. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. This is Brittany. I got the podcast just to share that chartreuse is also my favorite color, and anytime I tell somebody what my favorite color is and I say chartreuse, they're like, what? So I share this passion. I try and put it in my day, in my wardrobe, in my decor, anytime I possibly can. So yeah, thank you, Kathleen, for sharing my favorite colors and sharing a love of chartreuse for me. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Taste Bud Christina from Philadelphia, the land of the broken ass bell. I was listening to your latest podcast. We were talking about like goofy baby names, like puberty. It reminded me of this really weird game that my partner and I play all the time, where I mess with him about like really interesting names to name our future children. And I'll turn to him randomly and I'll be like, hey, Gordon, wouldn't this name be so beautiful for a future child? And he'll look at me. He's like, what? And I'll be like, Enema. And he just groans. I think, what else have I come up with? I've told him Areola was our latest one. Ammonia was another one. I just think it's so funny to come up with, like, words that mean something completely different and be like, this would be a beautiful baby name. And I think he hates me a little for it, but it's okay.
All right. Have a wonderful day, ladies. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.